is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning. Good morning, Central Louisiana and all the 88.1 listeners. I praise and thank God this morning, and I pray, God, that you are as well. This is your guest host, Reverend E. June Addison, sitting in with graciousness for Sister BJ. And I thank God for her and this ministry to bring us information, and not just bring the information, but bring us information that we can live by and practice. I praise and thank God this morning. We have an awesome word from the Lord this morning. And I pray you have your Bible, pencil, and paper as we will look in the word this morning. John, that book of John, that awesome book of John, chapter 4, verse 24. And it's familiar to us because we usually say it all the time. We read it often. And we, if you've been around church any amount of time, you have heard this passage. It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When God brought this before me, what he wanted to enlighten us and bring us to another level of understanding of this passage is that word truth. And I was so amazed. And isn't it awesome that God always send a word, his word, in season, even as Paul told Timothy, and even out of season, when we don't want to hear it, when we hear it. But this familiar passage is drawing our attention to the word truth. In this present world, in this current society, there is much deception, there is much falseness, there is much justification, there's much untruth, there's much white lies, little lies, all kind of color lies. And so the deception, the Lord wants us to be wise in the area of knowing that we must live truth. If we're going to worship God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Those are the two kinds of positions of our heart. It must be from the heart, from the spirit, and it must be truth. Let's get into the word. In the Greek, or the Western concept of truth, it has to do more with corresponding, or what we say and what we think, and what is taking place in the world today is that when someone is communicating with you, we take them, what we say, at their word. You know, the old church used to tell us our word is our bond. And so that's pretty much what they were trying to speak, that we must worship God whatever we do, whoever we are, if we call ourselves the people of God, we must worship him in truth. In the Hebrew, the word for truth is emet, E-M-E-T. And it contains the first alphabet, the middle alphabet, and the last alphabet of the Hebrew letters. And that is so awesome that when the Lord began to show me this, it conveys that when we worship God in the truth, that means the first, the middle, and the end. And that encompasses all of who God is. So truth is not so much about what we say or speak, but truth in the Hebrew concept, truth is who we are. How awesome is that? Truth is who we are. It conveys, it has the meaning of character, integrity, who you are as a person, not so much your words, not so much what you speak, but who you are. It's your words that you speak with God in them. I pray, God, I'm coming through clear. It's the words you speak with God in them. And the Hebrew, the Jewish people believe that the beginning, the middle, and the end alphabet is all-encompassing God. It encompasses God. He's the beginning, he's the middle, and he's the end, and everything in between. They also believe, and I do believe as well, truth without God is only death. Truth without God living and being in the truth that you're speaking is an untruth. How awesome is that? And so today, because of the society, the world we live in, even in the house of God, we must begin to understand whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever our disposition is, our character, our integrity, it must encompass God. It must begin with God. He's in the middle, he's in the end, and everything in between. It encompasses God. So then when we worship him in the truth of who we are standing before God in his presence. Oh, my sisters and brothers. There's two illustrations I want to point out. Remember when Ananias and Sapphira came before Peter and all of the children of Israel were giving their tithes of their goods, and Ananias and Sapphira lied to Peter. However, Peter said, "You've lied to the Holy Spirit." And they were convicted of that, and guess what? They died. Ananias first, Sapphira didn't know that he had died, and here she comes telling Peter an untruth. And guess what? Ananias and Sapphira died because they lied, not to Peter, but to the Holy Spirit. Can you envision that? When this passage says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We cannot go before God and worship him with stuff in our spirit, with untruth in our spirit. That's why the word repent, the word confess and repent and come before God in repentance, that is not a bad thing. Matter of fact, it's an awesome thing. It's God's grace to us that we can, when we mess up, when there are times that we get entangled in deception, in untruth, and sometimes caught unawares, we can come before our Heavenly Father and ask for forgiveness. Wash us, Lord. Cleanse us. Purify us, God, so that we can come before you and truly, truly in the Spirit worship you, God. True worship. We cannot, as believers, as Christians, we cannot hold people hostage in our spirit. We cannot imprison them in our unforgiveness. We cannot imprison and hold people hostage in, if we have the word that the Bible used, if we have a ought against our brother if or sister, if we have a something. You know, maybe you got offended and perhaps the person didn't intend to offend at what they did or said. And even if it was intentional, the Bible, the scriptures give us truth. It gives us a remedy as to how we can get that thing right, how we can, people that you're holding hostage you hadn't spoken to for years. People that you're holding hostage in your spirit, and yet you come before God lifted hands, singing. We say praising, we say praying, we give. Oh, my God, this is a whole nother subject here. Do you not know if there's anything in your heart, soul, mind, and spirit against anybody, your giving, your worship, your praise, your prayer is being done amiss because it's not done in spirit and in truth? If you notice in that passage, it says God is a capital S spirit. They that worship him must worship him in lowercase s spirit. So God's Holy Spirit, when we are truthful before him, when we come before him with a pure heart, a clean spirit. Remember how David prayed in Psalms 51. Lord God, he was confessing his sin, and he said, Lord God, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. Now, it had been 2 years before Nathan came to David and told him, David, you're the man, that he had committed a sin with Bathsheba and Bathsheba's husband Uriah. So David was holding that within himself until the prophet came to him. And from that moment, David went before the Lord to ask for repentance, to ask for forgiveness, to Lord. And then David says, God, please don't take your, I'm paraphrasing, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. My brothers and my sisters, oh my God, we cannot worship God who is a spirit in our spirit if our spirit is not in alignment with truth. Remember when Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And that was a mistake on Pilate's part because he did not realize that the truth of God was standing before him. What he did not realize is that truth is not what we do. Truth is who we are. We are in Christ. He is in us. And because we're in him and he's in her, in us, truth is not a what, is a who. Oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a who. So, yes, there are times we mess up. Yes, there are times we fall short of God's glory. But when we have Jesus Christ dwelling in us, and we certainly dwell in him, who is in us will cause us to walk and tell the truth. It will cause us to want to worship God in spirit and in truth. Truth is not just something just out there. It's just out there. Remember, I just said truth is who. And when we have Jesus in us, that makes truth personal to us because he is our personal Lord and Savior. So truth becomes personal. And because we don't want to offend or sadden or grieve the Holy Spirit in us through the Lord Jesus Christ, we take personal responsibility for being truthful, for living the truth, for walking in the truth, for the truth being our character, for the truth being our integrity. Oh, my God. Remember Joseph when Potiphar's wife tried to get Joseph to lie with her? Oh, my Jesus. One of the things I think we miss when we read that record is that Joseph said, I cannot do this against my God. Oh, hallelujah. It wasn't so much Joseph. It wasn't so much David refusing Potiphar's wife or not wanting to offend Potiphar. But David said, I can't do this before my God. I cannot do this because of the God I serve. So next time you're in a situation where it requires your character and your integrity to be on the line, think on this. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't compromise your character and your integrity. Not so much your words, but how you are living, how you are moving from day to day, how your character is before the brothers and the sisters, how your character and integrity is before the world. It's not what you say, it's who you are. And it's personal to you because of Jesus Christ living in you and you in him. No truth in our worship, when there is no truth, when there is something that is defiling or tarnishing us on the inside, heart, mind, soul, or spirit, no truth in our worship is to have no God in worship. Oh, my goodness. Anything we do for God without him is death. The Hebrews, the Jews believe if you take the first letter of their alphabet, which is Alpha, if you take that letter out of the word or the spelling of truth, you are taking it out. You have no God in the spelling of truth. My. And because there's no God in the truth, he's been taken out, ignored, removed, then there is no true worship. That means there is death. Oh, my God. Dead worship. Dead prayer, dead relationships that is not in spirit, that's not in the truth. Oh, my. When you look at that word in the Hebrew, it's not as our Western world. And we know that in our Western world, truth focuses more on what is said rather than the character of a person. The Jews knew that to live the truth means to live with God in the truth, to live with God in everything they did, said, because they knew that they were accountable to God if there was no truth in whatever they did. So in our day-to-day life, we must understand that as we go here and there, that we are to live as truth in us through Christ Jesus. We, in this, the church, not the building, but us who are called by the name of God, us who are called by the name of Jesus Christ, the church must live the truth of who God is. And when we worship him, we must know that worshiping him, we must do it truthfully. We must have a true spirit within us. And you know what, sisters and brothers? That starts, our worship starts before we drive up on the parking lot. Hallelujah. I can remember in the old church when one sister or brother would be worshiping and praising God. You know, they might not have known, the others in the congregation might not know what they worship it and praising God about, what their testimony may be about, but because they saw how they were worshiping and praising their God, they joined in with them. Hallelujah. You see me worship, maybe if you don't have anything to worship about, join me in worshiping. Come worship what I'm worshiping, which is the holy living God, Jesus Christ. You know God. Hallelujah. So when we see one another worship, don't put that down. Don't talk bad about a person's worship if it's in the spirit and in truth. But join in with them to worship and praise our God truthfully. We simply cannot know the meaning of when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that word truth, when Jesus was talking, he was saying that apart from God in you, in your true worship, no man can come to the Father. Yes, there's salvation. No man can come to the Father without true confession and repentance. Hallelujah. No man can come to the Father to worship him without truth and by the Spirit. No man can give. Our giving is not acceptable unto God without the truth and in the Spirit. Our prayers, whatever we do for God, if we have taken the Alpha out of truth, out of worship, it is dead because it's without God. Oh, my brothers and sisters, truth in this passage is not just talking about telling the truth. As I stated earlier, it's about doing the truth. It's about your life as being truthful before God. It must be Holy Spirit-led truth. Listen to this. Being true is you living it. Being truthful, you are being what truth is. And we already said truth is God from the beginning to the middle to the end of a thing. And it encompasses all everything in between. Truth, it means that you are a part of truth. You don't just pick it up when you have to be truthful. You don't just tell the truth when you have to tell the truth. You are a part of it, and it's a part of you. Why? Because Jesus in you and you in Jesus, you are a part of the truth, and the two is inseparable. Truth. You embody the truth and follow it in all that you do. In all that we do, it's so imperative that in this society, in this day and age, when there's so many deception, so much deception, so much lying, so much falsehood, so much untruth, so much of the lines, as they say, being blurred. You can't tell whether it's true or false. There's so much. And the Bible, Revelation, speaks of in the last day there will be a great deception on the land. So it becomes imperative that God has sent this word to us today, that we begin to delve into the scriptures that talks to us and teach us and instruct us in truth. That the church, oh my Jesus, when the world looks at the church, it looks at us and sees Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the truth. Remember, Paul said that we are to speak the truth in love. Don't twist that up. Don't get that and put flesh on that statement. Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth, and then you're harsh with it. Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth, and I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Is it in love? You telling that individual the truth because you love them. You telling them that they need Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord because you love them and you don't want to see them face the penalty of death, hell, and destruction. My brothers and my sisters, God wants us to worship Him, and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I cannot be untruthful with you, smile in your face, and got a dagger behind my back. That is not the truth. I cannot worship God if I looking in your face and know that I don't mean you the truth. Oh, my God. Come on, church. We have to worship God in spirit and in truth. I challenge you to read John 4:24 at least 10 times today. And ask God, put truth in me. Because you have Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost in you, you are to walk in the character and in the integrity of godly truth. So that your worship, your giving, your testimony, when you walk before the world, they see your character and your integrity, and they see you as a spirit-led, spirit-filled, truth person. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the enemy likes nothing better but to deceive us as he did from the beginning. Written beginning, Genesis chapter 3, when he beguiled and lied to Eve. Jesus said he's been a liar from the beginning, and he is the father of lies. Are you walking after your Godfather, God the Heavenly Father, or when those times come when you compromise yourself, compromise the Holy Ghost in you, and walk after the father of lies? You cannot have two fathers. You cannot have, oh, praise the Lord, glory to God. Come on, church. Walk after your Father, the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ in us, the Holy Ghost in us. For we worship Him in spirit and in truth. May the Lord bless and keep us from this day forward. And we have a true spirit of discernment in truth and in the spirit. God bless each and every one of you today.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words.